Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. How about you out?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Just finished eating.
Mm, yes. That's what I just got through doing.
It's just us right now, so we'll wait a while.
Okay.
Let's go!
It might just be us.
Well, do the table.
Huh?
I'm talking about the tray.
Hey, me. You wrote my name down.
Huh?
Oh, I have a virtue.
I can't keep Trey to be quiet, so I'm going to be muted off and on. It's still just your us. I want to grab the book bike when I'm falling. It's still just you and I, Loretta and Mother.
Huh?
It's still just us.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. We'll give two more minutes. What time is it?
Okay, sounds good to me. I'm going on mute.
Me too.
Hello,
hey,
Hubert.
What do you want to do?
I was trying to get Hubert on the line.
Oh, I think that's why you moved.
Did you get him?
I guess you were trying, I don't know.
Here?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, that's it, Loretta.
Huh?
Like nobody else joined.
Okay, well, we want to go ahead with the meeting.
Yes, so
you
guys, be short.
We'll make it quick and short.
Okay, so skip the Leviticus.
Yeah, we can, because that was just to give people time to get on the line.
Just be listening. Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone.
Greetings.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. the angel will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line.
Ready. We're coming from 103, 125. Hey, leave my pastor in here. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. With all my heart, I praise the Lord, and with all that I am, I praise his holy name. With all my heart, I praise the Lord. I will never forget how kind he has been. The Lord forgives us, and heals us when we are sick, and protects us from death. Kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, he provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
All righty. We're going to do a roll call. Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't find my page. Okay, the roll call is still Mom, Hubert, Loretta, Trey Moore, and myself, Angela. So welcome, everyone.
That's a man.
Okay. Well, let's start our program and sharing. I'll go down the list. If you don't have anything to share, just say pass.
I'm coming out of Psalm 37, not the study. Just saying, how do we respond? When we
I can barely hear
those...
you.
Oh,
go ahead, I got it.
When we look at those who do evil and seem to get away with it, and even prosper because of it, how should we respond? Recently, a pastor that I know concealed a secretary who had faced long-standing abuse from an employee. The anxiety that she felt had reached a dangerous level. As a result, a weapon to work. Sarah, who has shown no previous violence, behaved ready to choose murder as they respond to a boss who had humiliated her with verbal attack, sexual advance, and unfair demand. David, the writer of the Psalm 37, gives us several insights into the proper Christian response. First, he says, do not fret. We are not to become annoyed or envy of anyone who does wrong. David assures us that their days, though they may seem easy and prosper, are numbered. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Second, we must trust in the Lord for what he needs, what we need. David draws on the expression of God's faithfulness in the past and say, I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Those evil seem more probable and secure.
we are to do good and depend on the Lord for what we need. Third, we must refrain from anger and turn from wrath. For anger only prospers the cycle of and retaliation rather than responding with violence. We are to be before the Lord and wait patiently for him. For God is faithful and will give Adam deal Jesus in his faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Baruch, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next, Hubert, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 20, 21. Okay. For in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I did not speak to your father or command them concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this command I gave them, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in the way that I commanded you, that it may be well with you. But they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked in their own counsel, and of the stubbornness of their evil heart, and went backwards and not forward. From this day that our father came out of the land of Egypt, to this day, I have persistently sent all my servants, the prophets, to them day after day. Yet they did not listen to me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their father. So you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. You shall call to them, but they will not answer you. And you shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God, and did not accept discipline. Truth has perished and is cut off from their lips. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading. Thank you for the reading earlier. Thank you again. We have a guest today, Mr. Trey Marr. You ready?
Okay.
I'm coming from Psalms 23, verse 4. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, yes, Trey Marr. Okay. I will go next if I can find my face. Oh, Red, I'll let you go next.
Huh?
I'll let you go next.
Okay, let's see. I'm reading from the Daily Bread and the Call of Kindness, and you can pick up reading out of Matthew 5 and 1 Peter 2. Jesus teaches us, warning us that we would live in dark times. He reminded us that because of him, we are the light of the world, and that our good deeds would be the power against the darkness for the glory of God. And Peter, writing to believers in Christ who were facing severe persecution, told them to live so that those accusing them would, by their good works, which they observe, glorify God. There is one force that the darkness cannot conquer, the force of loving acts of kindness done in Jesus' name. It is God's people who turn the other cheek, go the extra mile, and forgive, and even love their enemies who oppose them, who have the power to turn the tide against evil. So look for the privilege, opportunity to perform acts of kindness today and bring the light of Christ to others. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. And I'll go next. I'm coming from Miles Monroe. God has already determined the resources we need to live a happy, productive life because He knows what we need to meet the demands. Faithful Luna. Focus on the richness of what God has entrusted to you and the task He wants you to accomplish using what you have. Examine your life carefully. Identify both the assets God has given up to you and the people for which you gain them. God will not entrust you with more resources until you will use wisely what He has already given you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. Okay, if everyone would bow. I'm sorry, you keep fading out.
I'll just send. I'll turn it over to you. There's a lot delay, so I'll just wait.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Ruth Edwards, Mary Ann and family, the Simmons family, the Hurd family, Lenny and family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, the Ross family, the Lowe's family, Marilyn and family, Dwight Twan and family, Boyer's family, Malachi, DeMarcus, Tony and family, the Browns family, Vanessa and family, the Verner family, the Q family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Dorit and Jesse Verner, Essie May and family, Dick's family, Eric, Brian, Rochelle, Bessler, Desa Kendrick and family, Reverend Allen and family, the Moody family, Valerie Crockett, Cheryl and family, Dakota family, Carlos and the Wells family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that your healing hands continue to do what it is designed to do. But we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you in advance. And we thank you for your Son. Help us to remember what Jesus did for all of us on the cross. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. All righty. We had another caller join us, Sister Hazel.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, let's talk about birthdays from September 3rd through September
9th. I got the 10th. I don't know. You might be right.
No, 10th is Sunday. The 10th is next Sunday. Loretta.
I'm sorry?
The 10th is next Sunday.
Okay, so it's the 4th through the 9th?
The 3rd through the 9th.
The 3rd. The 3rd. I got the wrong dates.
We've got the wrong calendar.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. I have Miss Williams in the 4th. That's all that I have on my calendar. Does anyone have any other dates they would like to share?
That's all I had on my calendar.
Okay. Isn't that Janet?
Yeah, that's Janet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Auntie.
That I wouldn't call her.
Auntie Marie? Oh. I mean, Auntie Janet.
Auntie Janet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this one happy birthday. You're going to have Trace.
Amen.
Happy, happy birthday, Kamala, to you. We wish it was our birthday so we can party. Hey, how old are you?
Amen. Happy birthday. Really nice, Trey. Amen. Happy birthday and many, many more.
Amen. Hey, so I just want to let you know that was my grandson, Traymar.
Aww.
How old is he?
How old are you, Trey? How old are
you? Nine. Oh, hi, Trey.
He said nine?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He sounds so sweet.
Man.
I want to go on to the this other bullshit. I call your name. Just go for it. If you don't have anything else, just say pass. Alrighty, we're gonna start with Loretta.
I have a poem I would like to share. And the title is Peace Be Still, and it's by Joan Carringer. In this life, no matter what you might be going through, just close your eyes and let God's peace gently come to you. For God has promised if we ask, we surely will receive. Just sit still and open your heart and let yourself believe. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. That was nice. Thank you for that, Loretta.
Thank you, the Lord.
Okay, next one. Hazel, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Can you come back around to me?
Sure, not a problem. Mom, you want to go next?
Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm again, 119, starting at 105 to 1. In power of the word. Regardless of the condition or circumstance, people should trust, receive, and adopt only the word of God for guidance. As a lamp and a light, his word is sufficient in direction, in directing us toward himself. God has given us his word for guidance. Since God's word is enough to provide humility for us in the dark world, we can make choices that determine the destiny of our soul. We have no reason to spend eternity in hell. In John 1:1-2, you read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. This means that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is also God. He is, in fact, the bridge between God and man. Like the stomach, we can resolve to adhere to the truth of guidance by the words that we will stay on the path that lead us to eternal life and peace. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Tremar, you want to go next?
Okay. I'm reading off Psalm 18, verse 6. The Lord is with me. What can men do unto me that he can't do unto them? Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Tremar. All righty.
Great.
Hubert, would you like to go next?
Yes, I will. I'll go. I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms.
Okay.
Psalm 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? Behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to screen, to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundation are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelid test the children of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain cold on the wicked. Fire and supper and scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. If you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley. The valley to pray. Felt so good. Better stay all day. Because I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold. Chilled your body, but not my soul. Because I have God heart in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Thanks for blessing us with the song. Awesome. All righty, next. Michael, are you ready now?
Hey,
oh, yes, I'm ready. Yes, so I'll be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. And it says, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to glorify, or do all to the glory of God. So that we need to make sure that in our prayers and in our actions that we're glorifying God. Because when we do things with selfishness, that you know, he sees that, but when we do things with him in mind and with him as our primary purpose, that we'll be blessed for those things. So we must glorify him in every way we can. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. righty. Thank you for that, Hazel. And I guess I'll go last. I guess I'll go last, and I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
Amen.
My hallelujah flows to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve that. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Lord, I love you. Amen. Trey must have something else he would like to share. You ready? Oh, he's not ready. So does anybody else have anything else they want to share? He's looking for it. I think we need to move on. Hey, Mark.
Oh, what was that to say?
What is it, John?
Trey plays Peter.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I can hear you. Okay, you ready now?
Yay. Okay, here it is. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deep because multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gifts he has to feed others in various forms.
Amen. Amen. Y'all hear that?
Amen. 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 Thank you,
Amen.
Trey.
Okay.
Amen.
Go ahead. Loretta, you still got to bow your head.
One more.
as we close, Lord, we want to give you honor. We want to give honor to you. But thank you, Lord, for the time we had today. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition and let it all be for your glory. Help us each to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Angela. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless this prayer line. Bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Wishing everyone a safe and happy Labor Day. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you all. Good night, everyone. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy
love
Labor
all of you.
Love you all.
Run it down.
No, no.
You don't want to be. Instead of concentrating on situations and facing steady.